Collingwood's Town Council, elected 1 year ago on October 24, 2022, is celebrating their first year in office as a group. With that in mind, we canvassed Mayor Yvonne Hamlin, Deputy Mayor Tim Fryer and all seven town councillors to answer key questions 1 year into their mandate. Questions ranged from asking about their accomplishments so far, how this council feels they've set themselves apart, and surprises they've experienced so far in their terms. When asked how councillors felt this council has set itself apart from previous Collingwood councils, Hamlin said she's been impressed with the hard work, common sense, attention to detail and caring attitude of each of the members this term. Fryer, who has served as a councillor previously from 2014 to 2018, says that this council has improved on interactions with the public, pointing to councillors attending many more community events, such as a regular spot at the Collingwood Farmers Market, this time around. Interacting directly with the public and responding to their needs through the coordinated service Collingwood process means that all of the council members are being informed of any responses that are being made to inquiries, and it really helps to keep us all on the same page, said Fryer. Cown, Kathy Jeffery and Cown, Deb Doherty, both multi-term councillors, say the membership that makes up this council is unique in itself. Every council is unique by the very nature of its members elected, said Jeffery. This council is upholding the high standards of engagement, fiscal responsibility, and policy development of the past two councils. This council benefits from a balance of experience and fresh new representation, different ages and backgrounds, all of which generate new perspectives, ideas and discussions, said Doherty. While Cown, Christopher Bain says he cannot comment on previous councils, he believes the current council has an emphasis and adherence to ethical and appropriate conduct. We have been well versed in the work of the Integrity Commissioner, our Council Code of Conduct, and the Lobbyist Registrar. We have read and know the recommendations of the recent judicial inquiry, and we are implementing the recommendations in our roles on council, said Baines. Both Cown, Brandon Houston and Cown, Rob Ring said they didn't feel it was appropriate to comment on previous councils. I can speak to what I think we as current council are doing well. I think collectively we make up a good diverse group around that table that ultimately respects each other and works well together, said Houston. That allows us to move the business of the municipality along more efficiently. I am not sure how well previous councils worked together, but I can say although we don't always agree on every issue, I have been impressed how well this council has worked collaboratively, and after a decision is made, we leave the council table all on the same page, said Ring. Cown, Chris Potts says he feels this council has a better handle on the overall operation of the town. This council has challenged many items that, in previous years, have been overlooked, he said. Cown, Steve Perry says he's not very familiar with the work of previous councils in Collingwood. I have heard from various people who do know previous councils that they are very impressed with the current group, said Perry. We are honest, approachable, and most of all, we have the best interests of the town and its residents at the forefront. We are a very strong team. This is the second in a four-part series asking council to reflect on 1 year in office. To read part one, click here. Parts 3 through 4 will run throughout the week.